I will read for our speech from St. Mark, 9th chapter, verses 33 to 37. And those words are in Jesus' name follows. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, what was it that ye disciple among yourself by the way? But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called them dwells, and said unto them, if any man desert to be first, the same shall be the least and servant at all. And he took the child and set him in the midst of them, and we had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, receive my, and whosoever shall receive me, receive not me, but him that sent me. Amen. In this last sermon, we heard dear brother, like believer, folk leader Moses was his own team. He made his own work, own duty, what Heavenly Father gave him. Here are many kind of believers here. Some of us are working a lot, and some are tired, and some of us are in power, lots of power, and those who knows that their journey in life is near the end. All of them live this life in their own thought, and maybe sometimes alone, and thinking do sometime knows those all challenge what I will have today now. Man is in midst in his work, but a believer can safety thinking that I am not alone. Heavenly Father knows every my thought. In this portion we can see also that the disciples follower of Jesus, they were people before this text. Jesus was in journey to Galilee, walking to the north during the Galilee. In this journey, Jesus taught his own disciples, telling that man of people give to people and they will kill him. And after when he had killed the third day, he will rose up. And disciples heard the first time this, and they were ashamed. they were afraid. They are afraid that they can't ask from Jesus what does it mean. Disciples, they don't know why Jesus was born in this time, although they saw Jesus and his work, and these things, they don't understand it. For us, we can't say that we understand before God, in front of God, everything what we heard. It isn't important, but important it's that we believe God's promised, and we touch those in this time. And today, disciples in this time, we are many times but Jesus promised that he will be with us and in us, and influence for us, and as we heard last spoke, that Jesus and God hasn't any other way to righteous man, only through people who can his own believers, who his children, who can give this key of life by faith. Disciples has feelings like us, good feelings, who made love between believers, and good feelings, and some of us influence to us those feelings what are not good for us, enemy or something like that. It isn't good to see that that I am every day fallen sin, and sin is influence to me. I am thinking those things that what are not thought of God's children. So this part of earth is near of us. In this part of Bible, these disciples were that they have a feeling for dispute among themselves who should be the greatest in God's kingdom. Jesus knows that what they told, although he asked what did their discuss, and they were they were silenced. They ashamed that they were discussed. Things of God's kingdom and thinking that who has much more power in God's kingdom and the things of there. Who should be the greatest in God's kingdom? If I say today this to you, who is the greatest speaker here in this sermon? Who is chef of this services? Who they? We can say that this services organization that one have only little piece of this organization. If he doesn't take his duty, there is other to do it. But this, we can answer this that there isn't any chef speaker why we come to these services, but there is Heavenly Father who will speak through the Holy Spirit and this understanding from Holy Spirit. So in every spoke where Holy Spirit influence, there is God's voice, but it isn't important that who is the greatest, but where we can heard God's love and calling voice, who is calling everyone who need this gospel, and it comfort this eternal gospel. From this Capernaum, it said it is home town for Jesus. Jesus didn't have a static home, but it is like hometown. He had feelings at its home, this Capernaum, and there were his friends and disciples didn't answer this question, but it says here he sat down, it says, and called 12 and said unto them, if any man desire to first, to some shall be last of all and servant of all. Is it possible that man can be the greatest if he will make lots of work? If they're in preparing services and will serve to everyone, and thinking that if I am enough humble, can I be too much more important in God's kingdom? we will thinking every time the greatest and power. Jesus turn around this thinking for power, so we become in comfort thing when Jesus call the child and set him in midst of them and take him in his arms and said unto them, whoso shall receive one of such children in my name received me, and whosoever shall receive me received not me, but him that sent me. We have fresh memory services in Äänekoski summer services. And when in the winter, in cold winter time, sit down and thinking scenery from summer services, and everyone remember more than flags and this big yard where were lots of children and youth. And this time God's kingdom is so light that the future is in children and youth. If there are lots of children, there are lots of crew. There are lots of working in services. Lots of look after for us older and those who has in his mouth and feet gospel of peace. When he came, they didn't give only physical care, but we can ask this comforting gospel. Comforting that in this journey when we have suffered, we need God's gospel every time that we can believe sins and temptation forgiven. Children has a future where there are children and youth. There are became these workers and future. This time is very good to see in these services. This middle yard where there are lots of children and youth. This is best place to them. And we like to be here like us. When Jesus take the children for example, to believing, the child didn't understand why Jesus take it, why this child can be, for example, for us, to our faith. When believer, mother and father receive a little child from God, and they see this little child, it's clear and not in sin. It's like angel from heaven falling down from heaven, gift from heaven, problems and worries came later, but those little child we can't see. It's perfect. This little child is perfect, and mother and father take care of this little child. If I be thinking God's children, God's children have good feeling when it's in the midst of this kingdom and eating and drinking this food from God's kingdom, where they give here. It's this milk and bread. It's manna, what we can every day to enjoy. It's bread of life, what Jesus said, that I am bread of life. So today in these services, it is good that this bread of life is served. In this situation now, I want to say, dear listener, that in every sermon, it's most important that you can hear this gospel of peace. Lift your heart to believe every sorrow and sins and temptation in Jesus' name and precious blood. 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 You can believe your sins forgiven. When the children have us, mother, it's here in congregation, and the Father in heaven, in Matthew has said, who humble like this children is greatest in God's kingdom. And letter of this in the 10th chapter, Mark wrote, verily, verily, if someone didn't take of child receive this kingdom, let God a little child, he shall not enter there. This living faith is like you can't bring this own spiritual construction, but you take all here. Self-righteous have to put away this self-righteousness, as this parable of Jesus told. to gate of Nile Ayub for camel. Camel. Man can take his own duties before to God, that God will accept it. So God is perfect, and his command, who take unbeliever, it didn't accept any thought for man. Any thought are not holy. Everything is gone away. We need Jesus Christ, his for his redeem work. Our work are nothing. This redemption of Jesus is perfect, and we can believe those bad thoughts. This last sermon we heard from a child of Moses. His name was Moses, and God knows his name, and you and me, we have name in God's eye. In the letter of John, when John wrote God have so lots of love that we have own name, so this way the earth didn't knows us, but God knows us. We can safely say this flock that we are God's children. It isn't too much that God want to say us that we are God's children, we can pray, say it in this time too. We can say in this time to earth that here is one little flock, God's children, that they are going to heaven, and there are pardon and borders, and this sheep flock you can go entered only from the door. When I was young, once I was in Israel. My parents were there. When I was 16, I had a possibility to go to Israel. In this journey, I had many situations that I remember. In the north of Galilee, God lead us there, ring of stones. It is 1 meter gate there, and when we were there inside those stone circle, the guide asked ask that where we be. To guide, say that this is home of sheep, and in the evening shepherd take every sheep inside to this home, and shepherd will be there in the gate, and he is there. And inside this stone ring, you can't go there only from the gate. If there is the shepherd, you can't go there. If you don't there's other side of this sheepfold. This wall isn't so high that the sheep can't go off there. Sheep can go over this fence, and he can go outside of this stone ring. If someone go over this stone ring, it is robber who go this way. He said that it's only way to go through Jesus. Jesus said that he is gate of this sheepfold. And sheep home. If you are thinking you are outside of this outside of a kingdom, you are wrong way, wrong side. I heard one unbeliever who said that when I was young, I was believer. But then I came to wrong side, but he has right feelings that he was wrong side. But this man can't repent. He can't go inside there in kingdom. If this time Heavenly Father will start to man right, if man has afraid of to hell, and if he come to ask, how can I go inside to kingdom? Everyone of you can say that I can believe to you. Unbeliever and sins forgiven. In this situation, there is Jesus himself, no man, through his Holy Spirit, and Jesus give duty and power to give sins forgiven. It's true today. It isn't old God's word, but it's our life today. If you are afraid to death, you can believe in Jesus Christ, redeem blood and this righteous is like this way. What kind of spirit what will be there in heart who repeat in Romans? Paul wrote, you can't give this a spirit of slavery who would you you have those spirit for child who said Abba, dear father. This part of Romans, it isn't a spirit of slavery. It isn't take hits, but who go die in wrong way, but he knows if God gives to us trials, harder ways, it is one part of God's preparing what God have made to everyone. We know if we say Abba, dear father, there is this thought that your come your will. We ask anything to God, but we receive lots of gifts, look after and care. We know too the childhood there is one gift. It is this gift is so great what we can't say when. When God's children as this heritage, we will inherit eternal life. You are not a slave, but children. If you are child, you are heritage for God's will. God's children are there will eternal life. This heritage is there in heaven. We don't know this, but Jesus Christ didn't died, but it's for that once we will go to see face to face, not in vain. Do you want to believe your listener? God has given to us this heritage to us, and when Jesus is our brother, he is our family, he is best in this time we can live safe to believe and trust that it is very good to take this gift from God. It's free gift to everyone who want. In these services, in every sermon, they give this. If you are listening to this, believe your sins in Jesus' name and precious blood. Don't switch off radio. Listen this services to end of this services. If you heard this voice of God, repeat. So we can live to believe and say in Jesus' name, amen.